Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. And yes, the Lord is good all the time. And all the time, come on, praise God. I want you to declare this with me today. Say this: I am moving forward. I would think that people would get excited about that. I don't know. I'm excited about it. Come on. Say that with me again. I am moving forward. I'm not going backwards. I'm not drawing backwards. I'm moving forward into my future. I'm moving forward by faith. Because faith always moves forward. Can you say amen? I want to tell you today, as I was praying last week and I was asking the Lord, Lord, what is it that you would like me to share? What is it that I can bring to the table? Because when I found out I had this opportunity, for about 5 minutes, I began to stress out, began to get very worried and say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? But I went into the faith dome and I began to pray. And I began to spend time with the Lord saying, Lord Jesus, give me a message. Give me something to say. And as I was sitting in the middle of the stage, the Lord told me, begin to walk around the dome. Begin to walk. So I was like, all right, I'll do that. I began to walk. Began to take step by step by step. And the word of the Lord came to me. And He said, now tell my people to move forward. Tell my people to move forward. Then I turned to Exodus chapter 14 and verses 15. And the Bible says that the Lord said to Moses, Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell my people to move forward. You see, I want you to know this today. You don't need to cry out to God because His instructions haven't changed. His promises are still yes and amen. He is still the God that changeth not. His words is yes and amen. His promises are yes and amen. And His instruction is still move forward. Times might be looking tough. Circumstances might be looking difficult. But He has empowered you to move forward. Say that with me. I am empowered to move forward. That's right. You see, we've got to realize this, that we are not called to settle. We are not called to stay in a place of comfort. We are not called to stay in the boat. We are called to step out. We are called to move in. And to move out and to act. We are not called to settle in a place of comfort because faith doesn't operate in the comfort zone. You are called to move forward in Jesus' name. Say this with me. I am called to move forward in faith. Why? Because comfort is the enemy of progress. You get comfortable, you stop moving. You get comfortable, you stop living by faith. Because as I just stated, faith doesn't operate in the comfort zone. Peter stepped out the boat. Today, you're stepping out of your boat. You're stepping out of the place of easiness. You're stepping out of the place of stagnation. You're stepping out of the place of fear. You're stepping out of the place of unbelief. You're stepping out of the place of victories on the past. And you're stepping into your future. You're stepping into that next victory. You're stepping into that next triumph. You're stepping into that next level for your business. You're stepping into that next friendship. You're stepping into that next destiny that God has for you. We're not staying in the same place. We're not settling because we've been called to move forward. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 38, the Bible says, now the just, everyone say the just, shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. My soul has no pleasure in him. God does not take pleasure in those who draw back, those who give up, those who quit. But I've got great news. I'm not speaking to those that give up. I'm not speaking to those that draw back. I'm not speaking to those that throw in the towel and say, what's the use? I'm not speaking to those who are growing weary. I'm speaking to the remnant. I'm speaking to the chosen generation. I'm speaking to the royal priesthood. I'm speaking to the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Because the Bible goes on to say in verses 39, but we are not of those that draw back unto perdition. Say this with me. I am not of those. I will not give up. I will not quit. I will not grow weary. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Because we are of the faithful that live by faith. We are of the faithful that take God at His word. We are of the faithful that don't give up. We press on. We don't settle with last week's victory. We're walking into the victory this week. We're walking into the victory next week. We're walking into the victory in 2021 because we're not stopping. We're not moving backwards. We're moving forwards into our future in Jesus' name. If that's you, shout this. That's me. Woo, the devil doesn't like messages like this. He wants to put you in neutral. He wants to stagnate you. He wants you to draw back and grow weary. But we are not of those. We are those who live by faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please God. Those who come to Him must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It's impossible to please Him without faith. Faith is what pleases God. And I've got news for you today. Faith moves forward. Say that with me. Faith moves forward. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you determine to step into everything that God has for you, today, as you determine to step out of the boat, today, as you determine to walk by faith, not by sight, every single area of your life is moving forward in Jesus' name. I decree that your health is moving forward. I decree that your finances are moving forward. I decree that your giving is moving forward. I decree that your business is moving forward. I decree that whatever God has called you to is moving forward in Jesus' name. There's no stagnation in the kingdom of God. There is only those who move from faith to faith, glory to glory, strength to strength, grace to grace, level to level in Jesus' name. And you are going to be of those in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run. Someone say run. With endurance the race that is set before us. You see, there's a race that is set before you. There is a race of faith that needs to be run. There is a race that must be run. There is a race that must be run. And you can't win a race, let alone complete a race, without moving. There is a race that has been set before you today. But you will never be able to complete it. You will never be able to finish it without moving. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, even as the word of God comes into your spirit, you are being empowered by the Holy Ghost to move forward in Jesus' name. And you shall hear Him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name. See, people will say to you, how? How is this possible? How can we do this? How can I move forward? How can I do it? Have you seen how difficult the circumstances are? Have you seen how tough things are right now? Have you seen how bad the economy is? Faith doesn't wait for the circumstances. People of faith change the circumstances when they act upon the mighty word of God. Faith doesn't wait for circumstances. Faith changes the circumstances. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. I'm not waiting for it. I'm not waiting for the right time. I'm walking in it. I'm not waiting to be empowered. I'm empowered. I'm walking in it. I'm not waiting for victory. I'm walking in victory. And I'm not walking backwards. I'm walking forwards. Not waiting for it. I'm walking in it. God has done everything that God needs to do. But we must stop waiting and we must start walking forward in Jesus' name. See, people will say, how can I move forward in such hard times? How? How can I do it? You're asking the wrong question. The question you need to ask is, how can I not move forward? How can I not be pressing on? How can I not move forward when the same God who created the universe, when the same God who is the Alpha and the Omega, the same God who poured out His Spirit, the same God whose hand is upon my life, the same God who never changes, how can I not move forward? The question is not, how can I move forward? The question is, how can I not move forward? Because when He is for you, tell me who can be against you. Tell me who can stop you. Tell me what demon or what devil can stop your destiny. When God Almighty is for you, who can stop you? Say this loud. No one. No one. My goodness. No one. No one can stop you because He is for you. In Jesus' name. How can I not move forward when He is for me? I feel in my spirit, someone's catching this today. Someone's grabbing this today. Someone's grabbing this revelation and say, man, I've been believing a lie. The enemy told me I've got to slow down in the month of December. He told me my business has to relax. He told me that my business can't make bigger profits in the month of December. He told me that I've got to just relax. I've just got to grow silent. I've got to go quiet. But I'm here to let you know that your business is going to be doing better in December. It's going to be better in January. It's going to be better in February. It's going to be better in March. And it's going to move from greater to greater, from better to better, because the children of God are here. Your business will not suffer. Your business will not close. Your business will not go bankrupt. Your business shall prosper as you remain faithful in Jesus' name. There's a business person that's watching me right now. You thought about giving up. The Lord gave you a vision of this business and things aren't working. Today, God's giving you a divine strategy in your heart. He's birthing a fresh fire on the inside of you. Your business will explode in Jesus' name. Your business shall excel in Jesus' name. And you shall hold the testimony in your hand in Jesus' name. Declare this with me this morning. I am moving forward. Ooh, praise God. I'm moving forward. I'm not going backwards. I'm moving forward into my future. I want to encourage you today, when you encounter anybody, whoever it might be, and they ask you, how are you doing? The first thing you say is not, I'm great, thanks, and you? the first thing that you say to them is, I'm moving forward in Jesus' name. How are you doing today? I'm moving forward in Jesus' name. How are you doing today? I'm moving forward in Jesus' name. How's your business doing? It's moving forward in Jesus' name. How's your health doing? Haven't you seen that there's a second wave of coronavirus? My health is moving forward in Jesus' name. How's your giving doing? Aren't you not able to give as much at church anymore? My giving is moving forward in Jesus' name. How's your body doing? It's stronger than ever. It's moving forward in Jesus' name. How's your marriage? My marriage is better than it's ever been because it's moving forward in Jesus' name. Every area of the child of God's life must move forward. See, I want you to know this today. I want to give you three things real quickly. Real quickly. Everyone say real quick. Real quickly. The first thing that we must do in order to consistently move forward is we must fix our focus. I want you to write this in your notes. The first thing I must do is fix my focus. In order to consistently move forward, irrespective of circumstances, irrespective of hard times, irrespective of trials and tribulations. Oh my goodness, have you seen the trials and tribulations? They're so different. No. I'm moving forward in Jesus' name. Because he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome. Because Jesus has overcome, I have overcome. Because Jesus has already sorted it, I can walk in victory. And that shall be your story today in Jesus' name. Three things you must do in order to consistently move forward. Number one, we must fix our focus. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25, let your eyes look straight ahead. Everyone say ahead. And your eyelids look right before you. You see, faith focuses forward. Why? Because your future's not behind you. The best is not behind you. Greater things are not behind you. The greater things are ahead of you. Your future is ahead of you. Your destiny is ahead of you. Everything that God has for you, it's not behind you. It's ahead of you. First thing you've got to do, fix your focus. We must look straight ahead. Why? Because when my focus is fixed, my destiny can never be delayed. When your focus is fixed forward, your destiny can never be delayed. The devil will try everything he can to distract you so that he can delay you. But today, you're focusing forward in Jesus' name. I want to take you to number two. The second thing that we must do in order to consistently and constantly move forward, we must be actively obedient. Say that with me. I must be actively obedient. The second thing that we must do is be actively obedient in order to consistently move forward. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1 to 2. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all, say all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. I want you to know that today God doesn't just set you above, he sets you high above. He doesn't just set you above some nations, he sets you above all nations. Get ready for it today in Jesus' name. Then verse 2 says, and all these blessings shall come upon you, and they shall overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Do you know what it means to overtake? To overtake means to catch up and pass while traveling in the same direction. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you move forward by faith, the blessing of God is coming upon you. It's catching up to you and it's overtaking you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The blessing of God shall overtake you, because to overtake means to catch up and pass while traveling in the same direction. And you see, obedience will ensure that you remain in the same direction. Amen. This is how the Lord said it to me. He said two things. Number one, he said, true faith is expressed by complete and wholehearted obedience to my word. Second thing he said to me, he said, obedience will secure consistent forward progress and increase, but disobedience ensures delay and decrease. If you've been experiencing delay and you've been experiencing decrease, today is the day to be actively obedient, because as you are actively obedient to the word of the Lord, you are securing and ensuring consistent forward momentum, consistent forward momentum into your future. In Jesus' name. Thirdly, and real quickly, I've got 1 minute and 30 seconds. Can you say amen? Hold the time, Jesus. Amen. We must be consistently led by the Spirit. Not every now and then. See, many of us are Spirit-filled, but not Spirit-led. But I'm not speaking to those today in Jesus' name. Amen. I love how Pastor Kevin always says, no, we know a cousin that's like that, but it's not you. We must not just be Spirit-filled, but we must be Spirit-led. I want you to know this today. The Bible says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Say this with me. I am a son of God. As you are consistently led by the Spirit of God, this ensures that the purpose God has for your life shall come to pass. Say this with me. My destiny, my purpose shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Can you shout amen wherever you are? Come on. Now, if you're watching me, I want to encourage you. We want to seal this word today with communion. I want you to get your communion elements quickly. If you're with your family, get communion quickly. I want you to get the elements, because we're going to seal this word today. Because today, in Jesus' name, you're moving forward. Number one, why? Because your focus is fixed. Number two, because you are being actively obedient. And number three is because you're going to be consistently led by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree upon your life, every person that can hear me, I decree upon your life that you shall move forward from this day forth. In Jesus' name. And if you believe it, and if you receive it, let your amen be louder than the person next to you. Let your amen be louder than the person watching on TV. Let it be louder than your brother. Say amen. Come on, amen.